Arizona Gymnastics has made a splash in its first two appearances of the 2025 season, earning a first place finish at the American Gold Women's Collegiate Gymnastics Classic, and then taking down top programs the following weekend at the Sprouts Farmers Market Collegiate Quad. John Court, head coach of the Gymcats, sits down before the team's home opener this Friday to discuss the team's off-season work and motto that have led up to their inaugural Big 12 gymnastics season. Coach Court, you enter your 27th year with Arizona Gymnastics, your 7th as its head coach. When you think about this season ahead, what poses it to be special?
The group of people that we have on the team this year. That is what's really making it special. We have a good group of veterans. You know, veterans and returners bring a lot of high quality routines. And we have 12 freshmen and sophomores that are learning their way through life as a student athlete and how to be a successful and competitive college gymnast. So it's great that the more experienced gymnasts can kind of show them the way, but make no mistake about them, the underclassmen can do the sport.
Yeah, you mentioned your veterans, and those four were named to Big 12 All Preseason Team. How special is that to have such a talented group of leaders on the team that have that age and experience with them?
I think it's fantastic. It's great to be honored on the Big 12 team, the first one that we're in, being new to the conference. And those four, you know, they make up about 18 to 20 routines a night. Very experienced. They all have postseason and conference experience competing in a conference championship. So that is experience that is invaluable. We have to have that in order to be successful. And they're great people. You know, they're great people, their families are great, and they love Arizona, so.
And then on the flip side, freshman class. When you were recruiting them, what stood out about them and what were you really looking to add to the team this season?
They have great enthusiasm about wanting to come to Arizona. They're done getting lost on campus. We went through that in the first semester, and they have their strengths. And what we're trying to get them to do in year one is to just, if we can put them where they're at their best, put them on their strongest events, that will make us more successful. And that is, there's a learning curve with that, because when they're in high school, they might play once every 4 weeks. And in college, you go sometimes twice in a week, but definitely every week for three and a half months. So that learning curve is going to be different for each person. And we can do all the different scenarios up here in Roby, but there's nothing that compares to getting down there in McHale and performing.
What did this offseason look like for your entire team as you were gearing up for this season?
Well, during the dead period, we can't do anything. So that was nice. That's vacation for all four coaches. Actually, we got to hire a coach. I hired Shelby Martinez, so that was a little bit of the summer. And then it's just, we run a camp here, but mostly going out and recruiting and preparing for, you know, the upcoming preseason. It's not really a summer.
What did you see in Shelby that you wanted her to be a part of the team?
Well, Shelby, she's up there, you know, she's a Pac-12 vault champion. She's from Arizona, loved her time here. Probably one of the most positive people I've ever met in my life. Competed the sport at a high level in club and in college. She was working in Phoenix at a gym club for the last 8 years. So I really know, I knew who I wanted to call and bring down here. So I was hoping that she said yes. And she's been fantastic and blended right in, jumped right in. And that's made my life a lot easier because I get to see more. I have a fantastic staff and I feel very blessed to have them here at U of A. And we all vibe really, really well together. And they have been successful as gymnasts, whether it was Collie, New Hampshire, and Taylor, Oklahoma, or Shelby here. They're champions wherever they went. And they really bring a great perspective of relating to student athletes and using their experiences to make our student athletes perform at their best.
The girls were telling me that your motto this season is "We over me." Could you tell us a little more about that?
Well, I think sometimes I always say it's very easy to be a me person, whether that's athletics or organization or life. You know, but when we're playing here, when you're in a sport, we have to do it all together. It's like you have to pick me up, I have to pick you up. You know, someday you're gonna play, someday I'm gonna play. We have to be competitive, but we can't be combative. And we all have to make the best individual decisions for Arizona Gymnastics. And sometimes that might not be what's best for you, but it's what's best for us. And that's how we succeed as us.
What are some expectations that you have of the team?
Well, we started out really well. I think the first couple of meets, the end result has exceeded the expectation a little bit, being 5-1, being ranked in the top 25. We have some individual athletes that are, I think Allie and Len might be 1-3 on bars and beam. Abby's ranked first in the Big 12 right now. We've had some nice surprise performances from Gigi, who's a junior. She's totally crushed her last two beam routines. It's going really well. We'll be at home again this Friday, and then we get into the major part. We start our conference schedule, and we know that we're going to be a team that peaks a little bit later, and I think it's important that we stay competitive in the conference. No matter if that's a win or a loss, we want to make sure that, you know, when we're going in there, we're doing our job so we can be competitive every night, because that's what's going to make us better in March, and that's when you're in championship season, and if all that goes well, we'll make another postseason run in the month of April, which is ultimately the end goal.
And so, yeah, wanting to peak later in the season, what does practice and all the behind-the-scenes work look like to make sure that happens?
They've done a really good job at staying committed to the things that we're asking them to do. They've been in, you know, this first semester, they had weights every day at 6 o'clock and 6:30, four days a week. In the first month and a half of school, it was strength and rehab was our focus. And then we said, okay, now that we get that down a little bit, now that we're stronger and healthier, let's get into basic gymnastics. Let's get into harder gymnastics. Let's get into our team building things. So that's really been our pathway up until December when we kicked in our showcase, and now we're into our competitive schedule.
What excites you most about joining the Big 12?
The Big 12, we're going to places that I've never seen. I know it's going to be competitive. I know we'll be competitive in that conference. The championship is in a familiar place, so it's nothing to... We've been there and done that before. We know exactly what to expect up there at the Maverick Center. But I think it's going to bounce around a little bit over the years, and that part will be definitely exciting. But it's a great time to be at Arizona, being in the Big 12. The plane's going to go a little bit more east than west, but at the end of the day, we get to come back to this, you know, 65 degrees in January.
And you'll be back this Friday, home opener. What excites you most about that, being back here?
Well, it's home opener. There's going to be a whole new look to McHale Center. We're changing around the equipment. It's all for fan engagement. So the fans are going to be closer. Instead of having four sections down low, we're going to have eight. So we're moving the floor closer, the vault's going to be closer, the beam's going to be closer to the fans. We're going to do intros a little bit differently. So we encourage everyone to get there early. But it's also military and first responders appreciation night. So, you know, we're hoping to have people from, whether it's fire and rescue, military, air forces here. You know, we have people on the team that, you know, they have relatives that are in the military. So we're trying to do a bunch of different things to show appreciation for people in the community, and, you know, definitely our armed services that go out there and, you know, put their lives down for our safety every day. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And in addition to honoring them and then the fun marketing aspects too, what do you think Wildcat Nation is going to enjoy the most about the Gymcats this season?
Well, we're doing a student section. We're trying to get Zona Zulu, put them right down in front. So I think we're going to do something like a pizza night so they can come in one night and learn some floor routines and some cheers and things. That will be big for them. We really want them to have a presence. That's one thing that we've noticed around the conference, is that everyone has a very vibrant student section. We've never had that here before, but we never had a section for them before. So that's going to change this year and going forward. So that's what we need for our Wildcat Nation. Tune in, buy tickets, Zona Zoo on campus. You know, let's get a few hundred students here to hang out and have fun.
You heard Coach Court. Let's pack out McHale this Friday for the Gymcats home opener against Air Force at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ArizonaWildcats.com. Bear down and go Cats.